Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jaylana Stevette. And I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of Naughty Tales. Yes, yes, it's that time again for me to tuck you in tonight with a sweet, sexy story that I know you're gonna enjoy. It is a little bit chilly here tonight in Alabama. It's typically hot, but tonight it's a little cool, so I decided to give you guys a brand new story to heat things up tonight. Okay. So with that being said, let's get all of the pleasantries out of the way first here. Well, let's talk about it first. So tonight's story is called My Baby Daddy. So you know it's got a little bit of ghetto fabulosity there if it's a baby daddy story. And everybody knows that connections with baby daddies can be connections that stay connections for a while. So this is a good one. I think you'll enjoy it. So tune in. But anywho, let's get the pleasantries out of the way. You can follow me on social media on Facebook at Jaylana Stevette, the author, and at Jaylana Stevette. I'm also on Instagram at Jaylana _ Stevette. I'm on Twitter at JStevette, and I'm on TikTok at JAY Stevette. And I also have a YouTube channel called Naughty Tales and Everything Erotica. So if you want to check that out, I'm getting ready to start to load some content there. You know, just broadening, diversifying my brand there. So there'll be some content there available for you as well. All right. Now, I wanted to give you guys a little bit, since you are my followers and you are my listeners, which I really, really appreciate, and I appreciate your support. I wanted to let you know what's happening with the podcast here. So, I've got about 6 more episodes of Naughty Tales. Okay, so I've got like 3 or 4 stories to write, and then 2 more ready, and you know, to go. So I've got 6 more to go. 6 more stories left with the Naughty Tales series. Then I am going to take about 6 weeks off from the actual Naughty Tales and segue into some erotic poetry and more of the sex talk with Jaylana. And that's just going to be for that 6 weeks. And because during that 6 weeks, I'm going to be writing, guess what? The toy stories. Yes, we left off and there were things going on with Jaylana and her girlfriends and the sex toys. So we got to get back to that. So we've got 6 more weeks of Naughty Tales, the short sexy stories. Then we've got about 6 weeks of, I would say more like 4, because I can begin writing in this 6 weeks that I'm dropping the other stories. I would say more like 4 weeks of sex talk with Jaylana and some erotic poetry. And then after that, my goal is to have about 16 weeks worth of the toy story series. So there is that. So that's what's going on with the podcast. But I wanted to make sure that I keep it diverse, because I do see that, you know, out of all of the countries that are listening, and we've increased listenership, by the way, as well. We've got 2 more countries that are listening this week, Malta and Hong Kong. So I want to give a special shout out to them as well. So with the diversity of the countries that are listening in, and they're listening to everything. So I wanted to switch back to that series and, you know, get that one popping 10. So you'll have 16 weeks worth of content ready to go, ready to, for me to drop every week. And that way I can begin to create more naughty tale stories as well. Basically, the concept for me with my writing is to be able to keep this machine going continually for you so that you're not having any breaks in content for me, so that every week that I am able to present to you something amazing, if that makes sense. Okay? And okay. All right, now my book promo. So, Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, will be in bookstores May 15th. It'll be online. It's everywhere books are sold. So it has global distribution. So any country in the world, you'll be able to get my book. Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. It's coming out on May the 15th. However, you can get a pre-order on Amazon now. You can also get a pre-order on Barnes & Noble. You can pre-order your book now. And it'll also be available on Audible. For those who like to listen, it's going to be available on Audible as well, May the 15th. Okay? And okay. All right, so that's it for my church announcements for tonight. So let's get into the story, my baby daddy. Right after a special segment from our sponsor. If you ask me how I ended up in a one-night stand with my baby daddy, I can only tell you this. He was only supposed to be a one-night stand. But it was so good that it turned me into being a baby mama. I know it sounds crazy, and hell, this man was not even my type, but he put it on me so deliciously that I had to submit, to surrender. I know what you're thinking. Get to the sex, right? But I have to take you there. Tell you how he became my baby daddy. See, me and my homegirl Shantae were the best of friends. We shared everything, clothing, hairstyles, hell, we were known to share a man or two on occasion. Shantae was the yin to my yang, her Thelma to my Louise. We did everything together, went to clubs, had sex sleepovers. When I say we shared everything, we shared everything. There wasn't nothing that we wouldn't do for each other. She was my ride or die. Well, I met my baby daddy in an interaction that I had with Shantae, hanging out with my girl. Back to the story. Shantae and I were hanging out at a mutual friend's house one day, which was something we did on occasion. Our friend's house was the weed spot, you know, where we would kick it and smoke and drink, hang out, you know. Seeing hot men come and go in the spot was a usual thing. So when I saw Lamar for the first time, it was no surprise. Lamar walked into the house and I immediately felt his swag. He was about 5'10", dark skin with a sexy goatee and a bald head. He was a little shorter than I liked him, but I found myself attracted to him. I watched this man as he walked around the room, his interactions with everyone, and his confidence. I was impressed a little, which rarely happens. I looked at my girl and said, Shantae, who is that? Oh, Jaleesa, that's Lamar from around the way. You never met him? I know of him, but not personally. I know his brother got a huge dick, though. Big dicks might run in the family. You should try one. We both laugh and Lamar looks over, looks me up and down and says, something funny over there? Nah, not really. Don't I know you? Your brother's name is Derek and your mama's Marissa, right? Nah, baby, that ain't me. Nigga, yes it is. Your mama used to do my hair. Nah, my name ain't Lamar. Yes, it is. Y'all stayed on Eleanor Avenue. He looks at her and walks away. Goes into conversation with one of his homeboys. Like she didn't even matter. Shantae looks over at me and says, "Girl, he lying. That's Lamar from Eleanor Avenue. Trust me. Girl, let's go." I grab my bag and we said our goodbyes. As I headed for the door, I felt a hand grab mine from behind and I turned around. It was Lamar. The fact that he tried to play my homegirl had me indignant and with a little attitude. I told y'all she was my ride or die. I snatched my hand from his and said, "Don't touch me. You don't know me." "Well, baby, you could get to know me. My name is JL. "JL? Okay, JL. And again, I don't know you for you to be grabbing me." I look at my homegirl. I say, "Come on, girl, let's go." And I left him standing there. Girl, fuck that man, I thought. Me and my homegirl headed to my house to game plan for the night. It was a holiday weekend, and outside of my first interaction with my baby daddy, all was well in the universe. When we got to my spot, my roommate, who also happened to be my sister, was there, LaTanya. LaTanya was a few years younger than me and a hot, light-skinned petite cutie. Me and my sister were close, and I couldn't think of a more perfect roommate. We were both single, in our 20s, and had no children. I loved her. Being with her provided epic nights of partying, sex, and sometimes a little drug experimentation. Like I said, if I didn't say it earlier, LaTanya was pure fun. I told LaTanya about my interaction with the infamous JL, and she laughed. "Girl, I know that fool. We went to school together." "Oh, really?" "Girl, yes. As a matter of fact, I swore he had a crush on me. The thing is, though, he was a hoe." "Ew." "Yeah, girl. Both of them have a reputation on Eleanor Street. They call them the DS boys. Him, his brother, his cousin, and a white boy they claim that their brother is. They claim him as, he's like a white boy, they claim him as their brother, I guess." "Shantae is right about that. I forgot about that. Ballers, street guys. Everything I clearly don't need. But I am curious though, what's the DS stand for?" "Dick Slingers." "And baby, like I said, his brother Derek put it on me. I loved every minute of it." "Girl, you love every minute of every dick. All facts. I can make a dick work, girl. Small to large, it don't matter. We all have a laugh." I said, "So ladies, what's the game plan tonight? We gotta hit a club. Which one?" LaTanya says, "Let's go on campus tonight. I hear the Q's are having a party and there's gonna be some fine ass dark chocolate all in there, baby. That's a good night. That's a good one night stand right there. And a good time. And you know I'm down for a one-night stand. Shantae, boo, we know this. We know this. So the party for the Q's, we could pregame here. Yeah, we got tequila here." LaTanya said, "Sister, you sure you want to drink that again? The last time you drank tequila, you blacked out to pop that pussy on the dance floor. When you came back, your green velvet mini dress was hiked up from the back and some guy whom you never met was freaking you from behind." "Sis, why you bringing up old shit?" Shantae said, "Yeah, that shit was wild. But what about the time we drank tequila and we all got arrested? You sure you can handle that, bestie?" "Fuck both of y'all. I got this." And so it went. Shantae, LaTanya, and I laughed, smoked weed, and relaxed until it was time to get ready to hit campus. And true to form, we got lit during our pregame and got to the cue party, which was in full swing. What happens when you try to turn a fuckboy into a boyfriend? Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. As Tabby takes a ride on the back of her young hottie's motorcycle, little did she know that she was in for the ride of her life. Love's journey with Jaquan was full of surprises, highs and lows. Tabby tells her story of love's journey and how a love so simple turns into something so complex. Love's journey turns into love's lesson. And Tabby comes face to face with the person most in control of her happiness. Tabby. Almost Happy tells a tale of love, romance, and erotica in an urban fashion. What happens when you turn a fuckboy into a boyfriend? Tabby's tale takes a look into love, sex, and conflict with the bad boy as she finally struggles to be happy. Cue parties on campus can be a whole vibe. The Omega Sci-Fi boys were in full effect. The party was filled with fine-ass frat boys representing by stepping and dancing all in sync, all choreographed. The recruits were even allowed to let off some steam and get a little litty. I looked at those fine men. Me and Shantae took in the view, tried to decide who would be our treat for the night. LaTanya saw her eye candy, a guy she had been scoping on for a while. She smiled. We all hit the dance floor to get our groove on. We jammed to the sounds of Aaliyah, Jay-Z, and SWV. Me and my girls dropped it like it was hot and even switched partners. As the party was in full swing, I began to feel the effects of our pregame, the tequila. I prayed I didn't black out again. I looked around as I danced, caught the vibe. I looked around at the crowd as they bounced to the music. It was such a vibe. Oh my God. I spotted him, Lamar, and the rest of the DS boys. What the fuck were they doing here? I guess it was a free country, right? I looked over at Lamar and his boys. They were posted up by the bar dressed in signature colors, their signature colors, baby blue and white. Each member of the crew had hella gold dripping from their bodies and plenty of honeys that surrounded them. Arrogant bastard, I thought. Lamar looked over at me and winked. I rolled my eyes as I watched him approach the dance floor with one of the ladies. I turned my back around to focus on my partner. Fuck him, I thought. And me and my partner continued to engage. As I felt the effects of the tequila, I moved my body in tandem with the music. My fine-ass partner matched my energy. We enjoyed each other, gave all of ourselves to the dance. And as I enjoyed my partner, I turned back around to see Lamar dancing with LaTanya. Interesting, my sister. I watched the two interact. I remembered her mentioning his crush on her. They looked good together, I thought. And as I danced, I saw the fine-ass chocolate that LaTanya wanted to get with at the corner of the dance floor. Uh-oh. She must have seen him too, because she made her way to him in the middle of her dance with Lamar. I chuckled to myself and turned around and gave my partner a little bit more of my back. Then I blacked out. when I came to, guess who the fuck I was dancing with? Lamar. How the fuck did this happen? No, 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 I thought. But the effects of the tequila still had me loose. I continued to dance with Lamar. He smiled at me as our bodies moved together to the music. I looked around the dance floor. My girls were focused on their prey. So I turned my attention back to my future baby daddy. Lamar touched my body gently as we moved to the music. I allowed him to explore. He was good at dancing, and he showed me a little tongue every now and then that had me wondering what his mouth did. I swayed my hips back and forth as he smiled. I noticed for the first time that he had a gap in his mouth. It was kind of sexy. As the music filled the airwaves, Lamar let his tongue maneuver in and out of his gap as if to send me a signal that he wanted to eat my pussy. At least that's what the tequila told me. I let this man grind all over me on the dance floor, and I turned around to give him my back. His hands fondled my body on the dance floor as I grinded my ass into him. I wanted to get him aroused, to see what I was working with. I felt his manhood on my backside as he rubbed places on my body that were too taboo for a dance. Not bad, I thought, as I felt the arousal of what Lamar was working with. Damn, this man was turning me on. The truth of the matter was that I wanted him. And how? Wow. And hell, I know he wanted me. But his attitude, our first encounter, his former crush on my sister. How could I want that man? Well, he was one of the DS boys, the dick slingers. If I was to be honest with myself, I was curious about the rumors with this crew. Did they really put it down like their reputation preceded? I had a sexy ass DS boy right in front of me, so why not find out? After our dance, Lamar invited himself to my place. I didn't argue because I had a sneaky feeling it was about to go down. Are you looking for a sweet escape from your reality? Jaylana definitely has a story to tell. Two novels, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, and Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. Both urban escapes so thrilling, they'll both leave you satisfied for the next journey, which is Naughty Tale. Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, coming soon, May 15th, 2023. Her podcast, Naughty Tales and Toy Stories, is an urban sexual treat. Toy Stories, when Sex in the City meets Sausage Party, and Naughty Tales, sweet, sexy stories that'll tuck you in at night. So come, take this journey with Jaylana Stevette and see what she has to offer. Because she's sexy, she's sassy, and she's a whole motherfucking vibe. Lamar arrived to my house about 20 minutes after me. LaTanya and Shantae had gotten their prey for the night, so they were preoccupied at the Omega Sci-Fi fraternity house. Good for them, because those men that they ended up with were fine. But it also gave me plenty of time to see if Lamar lived up to the reputation of his crew. I wanted him to sling that dick. Lamar entered my room with a blunt already lit. I smiled as I took another shot of tequila right from the bottle for courage. We sat down and passed the blunt back and forth and made small conversation. I said, "So, why you do my friend like that?"
"Like what?"
"Acting like you don't know her." "I don't, shit. I mean, I've seen her a few times, but she trying to put all my business out there." "It ain't like you were among strangers."
"Among strangers?"
"Yeah, okay. So is your name really Lamar?" "Yeah, but I don't go by that. But I'll let you call me Lamar. You kind of cute." I smile. "Enough about your friend. I'm trying to see what you trying to do, shorty." I laughed. "Yeah, okay." We changed the subject and talked about other things as we smoked and drank a little more. Lamar put on some music. R. Kelly's Sex Me, the remix, filled the room. Immediately, my body responded to the insinuation that the lyrics imply. Yeah. It was definitely about to go down. Stay tuned for the ending after Sex Talk with Jaylana. Sex Talk with Jaylana. Let's see here. So tonight, this topic is something I thought about. I thought about the course of the many partners that I've had over the history of my life. And yes, I say many partners because, baby, listen, I am 51 years old. I've been single, married, and now I'm divorced. So, baby, I've had more than one partner, and I've had definitely more than 10, all right? So let's get that out of the way. Baby, listen, my bodies are my bodies, and my body is my body. But anywho, that's not what we're talking about tonight. So anyway, over the course of my many lovers that I've had over the years, one question that I want to ask my audience, male and female: can you accept sexual criticism? Can you handle it? Can you handle it if someone has something that a call out to you in the bedroom that they don't like? Can you handle that? Or are you one of those lovers who, if someone tells you, "Hey, I don't like my titties bitten. Don't bite my titties, just suck my nipples." Are you one of those people that like to do what you want to do and don't pay attention to how they feel and do what you want to do just so you can get off? That's part of it. Sexual criticism. It's like you refuse to accept that your way is not the best way to do things. And that's not how things work when you're in relationship or when you're in sexual relationship. The goal of a sexual relationship is for both partners to be pleased, right? Right. So you got to be able to take that sexual criticism. You know what I mean? Like, and nobody is perfect in bed, but it's about finding those imperfections and mastering those things and being in sync with the partner that you're with, right? You know, like some women might be used to really big, big dicks. You know what I'm saying? 10 inch dicks. And you know, you might be coming with a 6-inch dick. Well, you know, you've got to do things a little bit different. Or, you know, women, and I'm going to say this from my own experience, a woman, I've been a woman who's had a fat ass, and I've been a woman who's had no ass. And no, I have not had any work done to my ass. All of my fat ass is all natural. But I know that when my ass is fat, which it is, it's a nice fat ass. But I know that men who have smaller penises have a little more difficulty when hitting it from the back. Unless they really know how to do a motion in the ocean thing and where they've learned, you know, that skill. But then there are some men who have a nice package who are challenged in that area as well. But you got to be open to the criticism. You know what I'm saying? Like, or are you one of those people, you know, who for whatever reason, you know, you have your lane of the way that you like to do things. I like to, you know, if you're a man, I like to hit it from the back and I like to do it missionary. Or a woman, I like to just do it missionary. You got to be open and you got to be open to the criticism. You know, if your man tells you that he doesn't like to eat your pussy because he likes a shaved kitty as opposed to a hairy one, well, you got two choices. Either you shave your kitty so that your pussy gets ate, or you move on to a lover who likes a hairy bush, and vice versa too. Like, some men don't like to see a shaved bush. That makes them uncomfortable eating it. Some men are uncomfortable getting to know the clitoris, but you gotta tell them that. You gotta show them that. If a man is uncomfortable in the clitoris area, then eating pussy might not be for him, and he might not be a pussy eater. But then he's gotta be able to take that criticism. If you won't eat her pussy, she's not gonna suck your dick. Because most of the time that when women are sucking dick, it's for reciprocation. Most of the time, I say. There are a group of women who love dick and love to suck it. But most women, we're sucking your dick because you ate our pussy. Get that? Get that. But anywho, can you handle sexual criticism? Now, I'm gonna use an example. When I was married, my husband at the time, he had a nice package. It wasn't nothing like that. He was just out for self, I should say. So he was not so much focused on concerning about me getting off as long as he got off. No matter how long it took, as long as he got off. So, you know, he would be going to routines, filling places, doing certain things, you know, and of course, being married and having the philosophy of open communication, you know, I wanted to communicate those things, and he just wasn't open to it. He was not open to trying things new. He was not open to thinking out of the box with our sex life, which left me sexually frustrated, but left him, I mean, he was sexually fulfilled because his needs were getting met. So the thing is, but what happens when one partner is unfulfilled, that partner will eventually get fulfilled. You know what I'm saying? By ways of cheating or ways of other things. And for me, I used, you know, sex toys or devices. And we'll talk about that next week, being comfortable with that. But I started using devices and he found out I was using devices. And he was pissed. He threw a fit, called me all kind of names other than a child of God, of course. But I had to bring back to him, had you been handling your business in that area, bruh, we would not be here. Had you have been open to it, we wouldn't be here. But he still, even then, could not take that sexual criticism. It's a pride thing for men, ladies and gents. It's a pride thing. If you cannot humble yourself sexually because you don't know everything, you're not the master lover. If you've not fucked everybody on this planet, you don't know how to please everyone. So you might want to humble yourself and take that criticism. If somebody says, you know, your body's a little bit, you know, stinkish a little, you know, you need to polish that up, polish it up. If somebody's saying, you know, I love to eat pussy, but something about the odor of yours, then you might want to research the foods that make your pussy smell gooder. Or gooder. That make your pussy smell better. But being open to that criticism. And good sir, if she says that you're not pleasing her when you hit it from the back, that you ain't got long strokes, let's try another angle. Try another angle. Get to the side or something where you can hit it. Does that make sense? I hope all of this is making sense. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to Sex Talk with Jaylana tonight. And let me know what you think here, because this is going to be a new segment. I'm just going to give you raw content and my opinion on it. Anything and all things sex. So you can hit me up and also, you know, give me ideas of things that you want me to talk about on this segment as well. So thank you for tuning in tonight for this segment of Sex Talk with Jaylana. Lamar leaned in for a kiss. I grabbed the side of his head slightly. Our tongues did a dance that felt magical in my mouth. This man was one hell of a kisser. We were off to a great start. Our tongues did that dance, which seemed like hours, although it was only minutes. I wanted him to explore my body. I let his hands travel across my arms and across my chest. His hands lightly stroked my nipples, and it felt divine. He played there for a while, gave my body tingling sensations that ran all through it. I touched his chest through his shirt, returned a favor to his nipples, felt them erect underneath. I imagined what his manhood was doing. We kissed and stroked each other as we released our garments one by one. The sensation of his touch sent electrical chills down my body. We both found ourselves naked, totally exposed, kissing and touching, juices inevitably seeping from my wetness. I kissed him intensely, grinding myself against his hardness while our bodies engaged. I wanted him to sneak and put the tip in. My kitty was so eager. Lamar reached down for my twins, placed them in his mouth. Licked lightly, flickering his tongue in quick movements. I moaned. He looked at my girls and placed them in his mouth and sucked. Gave my body's chills again as I grinded my hips underneath him. He played with my twins, teased them as he licked and sucked, took them in and out of his mouth, drove my body crazy. I couldn't help but moan because it felt so good. Lamar increased my girls from his mouth. He released my girls from his mouth and allowed his tongue to travel slowly south down my body. Lamar licked my stomach, took his time traveling to my belly button, giving my body those chills again. I let his mouth travel south to the area between my navel and my love box, my fupa. I knew what was next. And I eagerly anticipated seeing what that mouth do. Lamar did not disappoint. My, oh my. Lamar placed kisses on my thighs and etched closer to my center. My kitty center throbbed in anticipation. I grinded my hips as he etched closer. He kissed my labia as his tongue began to explore its center. His flicker set me on fire. Lamar opened my lips for better access. He kissed and licked and sucked. His tongue flickered in and out of my center. My wetness oozed out as my clit stood at attention. Lamar said, "Damn, this pussy tastes so good. And I'm sucking this pussy just the way you like it, Emma. Am I sucking it just the way you like it, baby? Oh, yes. This feels so good. Ooh, don't stop." Lamar continued to lick and suck. I rocked back and forth as he held my lips apart and gave me pleasure. Lamar grabbed my ass and lifted me off the bed and onto his face. I rocked a little, and then I did something surprising. I turned my body and gave his manhood some attention. Lamar's manhood was just as dark as him. He looked to have about 6 inches that were thick and fat. I placed my mouth on his shaft, and this time Lamar moaned in longing. He continued to hold my lips open and licked and sucked as my mouth gave him oral pleasure. Lamar would lick and then moan in response to my sucking. I would suck and stroke and moan in between his licks. I took his manhood out of my mouth, licked the tip, then up and down his shaft. Lamar's tongue flickered on my kitty in tandem. Lamar dived deep into me and I devoured his manhood slowly, bobbing up and down with moans of pleasure that he gave my wetness. I came hard. I continued to stroke his balls as I licked his shaft. Lamar was rock hard and he was ready to go. I released my mouth from Lamar, wanted to take a ride. Reverse cowgirl style. I slowly eased down on my baby daddy. His dick felt even better than his tongue. God damn! He was definitely living up to the name of a dick slinger. I rode his manhood as he massaged my back. Lamar's hands traveled to my hips as I bounced up and down. I felt every inch of those 6 inches. Lamar lifted my ass up in the air and pounded. He was in control. I said, oh, yes, as he stroked me from underneath. Lamar hit spots I wasn't aware of, and I was, oh, shit. I said, oh, fuck me, baby. I want you to take this dick. Can you ride it? Oh, yes, baby, yes. Get on all four. I did what I was instructed, and Lamar edged closer to me, smacked my ass, and spread my cheeks apart. I was ready for his entry from this angle, and I wanted him to fuck me hard and make me come all over his dick. I ain't gonna lie. He entered me, and the sensation alone caused me to cream. He said, damn, baby. You came already? Yeah, this my pussy. You gonna let me have this pussy? Oh, yes. Damn, this pussy feel good. Come for me again. Can you do that? He pounded inside me. My juices began to build, and he could feel it. He said, oh, don't be afraid, baby. Let it go. Let it go. I'm gonna make you come at least 3 more times while I beat it up and eat it up. I screamed, more like I yelled as he continued to pound. I came, and I came again. He kept saying it was his pussy now, and he owned it. Lamar released himself from me and continued to spread my cheeks apart. He ate my pussy from behind, and I yelped in pleasure. He re-entered my kitty, dripping, and gave me long, intense strokes. Lamar grabbed me by my hips, pounded me hard, and slapped my ass as he claimed what was his. This pussy. Whose pussy is this? Oh, it's your pussy, baby. Whose pussy is this? Oh, it's your pussy, baby. Yes. Can't nobody have this pussy. You belong to me. Oh, yes, baby. Fuck me harder. Lamar fucked me harder. He fucked me faster. He stroked and pounded and sent chills through my body as I creamed and creamed and creamed. Lamar stroked deeper and deeper until his manhood began to pulsate. I begged for the dick as he came inside me. We both collapsed from the bed and the intense pleasure we gave and received. We slept peacefully that night, and Lamar left the next morning, indicating he said what he said. My pussy was his. I rolled my eyes as he kissed me goodbye. Over the next couple of weeks, it was more of the same. Ooh, he came over. Lamar gave me so much intense pleasure, just dicking me down and licking me down. Ooh! Fucking my brains out until my body could no longer come. And then, one day, he disappeared. And so did my period. Hi, mommies and poppies. Are you enjoying this amazing podcast? Do you like what you hear? Well, you want to maybe consider becoming a supporter of Naughty Tales and Toy Stories. Please support this podcast with a small monthly donation to help sustain future episodes. I put a lot of work into these episodes, y'all, and creating them and putting them together to make them special for you. So your monthly donation would be a great contribution to this podcast. So become a supporter by going onto Spotify and clicking on support. Thank you so much, mommies and poppies. Meow. Hola, mommies and poppies and sexy kittens. It's your girl, Jaylana Stevette. And you know how we do. After every episode, I give a huge thank you to all the listeners tuning in to this amazing podcast. Y'all, you know what? I had to revamp it again because we stopped off at 47. We are up to 49 countries tuning in to this podcast, y'all. Meow, meow, meow. Yes, I am super, super excited about that. So listen, here, I am posing this challenge out to you again. If you're liking what you're listening to, tell two people. Everybody who is listening, I need you to tell two people. Tell two people about this show so that this amazing podcast can grow. Okay? And okay. So let's get right into it. I want to give a huge thank you to all of my countries tuning in. The United States, Australia, India, the United Kingdom, Canada, Japan, New Zealand, Indonesia, Germany, China, Nigeria, the Philippines, the Netherlands, Kuwait, Sudan, Romania, South Africa, Israel, South Korea, the United Arab Emirates, Malta, Portugal, Taiwan, Ireland, Pakistan, the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan, Malaysia, Italy, Puerto Rico, Brazil, Switzerland, Singapore, Norway, Russia, Belgium, Afghanistan, Turkey, Iraq, Sri Lanka, if I didn't say it, Iceland, Denmark, Chile, Latvia, Thailand, Macedonia, Hungary, Slovenia, Sweden, and Hong Kong. Oh my gosh. I'm telling you guys, when I started this podcast, I never thought that it would not even grow beyond a few friends that supported me. And now to see, you know, the podcast grow from October, from when I noticed there were like six or seven countries tuned in October, from October to seven countries in October to 49. And it's not even April the 1st yet. So your support means everything to me. And I want to give a special shout out this week to Malta and to Hong Kong for tuning in this week. Last week, I believe it was Sweden last week. Wow, I'm just blown away. I'm blown away by your support. And I want you to know that this does not go unnoticed. It means the world to me. And I'm going to continue to give you amazing stories that you can enjoy. Okay? So on behalf of Jaylana Stevette and Boo Boo Kitty, thank you. Thank you. Meow.